Hi everyone, I'm Ashley Docking here inside the Fantasy Sports Network studios with your Week 11 Broncos preview. Now the Broncos are heading to Chicago on Sunday to try and slow down the Bears, who have now won two in a row. Switching things up though a little today, we're going to start on the defensive side of the ball with the highest scoring unit in fantasy, according to NFL.com that is. Now the Broncos defense, of course, who are $3,900 on DK, are a must start if you have the budget for it. Their DST will remain a top play despite taking on an underrated Bears offense. Now, when I say underrated, I mean that between Jay Cutler and rookie Jeremy Langford, they've led the Bears and put up 59 points in the last 2 weeks. On average, though, the Broncos are giving up less than 20 points per contest, so you should downgrade any Bears fantasy players on your team. But I digress, because the point is that the Bears have also allowed 3 defensive and 3 return touchdowns this season. That bodes well for a Denver defense that has scored 4 touchdowns off turnovers and added 1 via return. Now, offensively, the Broncos' Brock Osweiler will benefit from a favorable matchup in his first NFL start. The Bears' defense has given up 17 touchdowns through the air. And I really shouldn't have to justify it any more than that, but he will be an intriguing add, specifically in 2 quarterback formats and deeper leagues, because of his arm strength and the weapons at his disposal. He's also a salary relief option on DraftKings with a minimum QB salary of 5 racks. Now, as their job description entails, the Bears' secondary will attempt to slow down one of the best receiving duos in the NFL. First, Demaryius Thomas, who's the type of talent that you would never even think about benching, regardless of who's throwing him the ball. He has double-digit fantasy points in every single game this year, making him a cornerstone player for your DraftKings lineup. Emmanuel Sanders is $7,000 and is another receiving option that should be in your lineup against the Bears. And also keep an eye on Cody Latimer, a deep sleeper in both seasonal and DraftKings play. The second-year player from Indiana hauled in his first 3 passes of the season in Week 10, tallying 30 yards. And of course, we can't forget about Vernon Davis. He's $2,500 this week, and he snagged 2 passes for 19 yards last week. You can expect more involvement in the coming weeks, but the Bears are a tough matchup for tight ends. Still, you need to consider him a cheap DraftKings option, especially if you need a plug-in because you own Gary Barnage, Ben Watson, or Heath Miller. Now let's cover the ground game. Chicago is allowing over 17 fantasy points per game to opposing running backs, making Ronnie Hillman a running back 2 consideration. He led the Broncos in touches last week against the Chiefs, tallying over 50 yards plus a score. And even though a lot of you out there are anti-kicker in the fantasy world, they are a real part of the game, so we need to talk about Brandon McManus. He's a perfect 20 for 20 in extra point attempts and has connected on 19 of 20 field goals this season. The Bears have given up the 7th most fantasy points to opposing kickers, locking in McManus as a top 10 option. Now that we've covered all our bases, I send you on your way with a good luck and a goodbye. We'll see you next week.